Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield B2B conference call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our associates that are interested in working the business solution side of Legal Shield. I hope everyone's had a safe and prosperous Labor Day weekend. I want us to make sure, please keep everyone in Hurricane Dorian's path along the East Coast in your prayers tonight. It's a very dangerous and destructive storm. We sure want to remember everyone in our prayers. I'm very, very excited to hear about tonight's very special guest speaker, but to give her a proper introduction, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to a $250,000 income earner and a Millionaire Club member, and that's Miss Stephanie Moore. Stephanie, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
You are loud and clear.
All right. Well, I first want to recognize two associates on the More Success team, Dan DeBell and Lisa Streeter, for being among the top producers in Legal Shield for the last week of August. We continuously have More Success team associates on the corporate labor boards each and every week, and it is exciting to see, and I just want to take a moment to recognize them and congratulate them on their success, and I look forward to see what names are going to be appearing on the leaderboards for this next week. But I am also excited and honored to have the opportunity to recognize our guest speaker tonight. She trained at our team event this summer in Phoenix, and Don Thompson, who was attending our event also, loved what he heard and has since asked her to train at the leadership conference in Salt Lake. So just for a little side note, that is why it's so important to attend our team retreats, because you will hear excellent training, you'll mingle with the corporate executives and take away key nuggets to elevate your personal business. So I wanted to make sure that we recognize those team events and the importance of being at those. But we are privileged to have this speaker's leadership on the More Success team. She was recognized as one of the top associates last week in production of all of Legal Shield. And she is also one of the newest $100,000 ring earners on the More Success team. So from the state of Utah, I would like to introduce Ms. Deanne Foster.
Hey, thank you so much, Stephanie. I appreciate that introduction.
Well, you are very welcome and well-deserved.
Well, I will just jump right in, and thank you so much for this opportunity. It is such an honor to be invited to train, especially when I'm sure that there are other people on this call. Well, I happen to know there are other people on this call that could do even better. So I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm going to jump right in. I think today what I'd like to focus on in this training is one of the steps of the group marketing process. And it's actually the first step, which is the prospecting. And we always need to be in prospecting mode. I don't care if you're doing networking. The networking side is a division of Legal Shield or the business solutions division of Legal Shield or both. You have to always be in prospecting mode. You have to always be looking and digging that gold, finding that gold. So I'm going to spend some time today talking a little bit about that, and I think it's probably a good topic for me as well, because I think sometimes personally I can get so busy taking care of my existing accounts and, you know, following up on other things that I forget to have to keep adding those in. So let's make sure that we are really working on that. So I want to start off with a quote. It's a quote that has really kind of guided me a lot over the years. I came across it a while back when I was came across a book by Dan Kennedy. And this is the quote: because the entrepreneur is his own boss and can do as he pleases with his time, it is very important to be self-disciplined. The entrepreneur with a loose, buddy-buddy, easily forgiving boss will never accomplish much. It is the entrepreneur with a tough taskmaster as a boss who excels. So as I'm jumping into this topic, I want you to remember that we must be that tough taskmaster on ourselves, because we are our own boss. So let me talk a little bit about some of the things and kind of give you a list. So I hope you've got a pencil or pen handy to take some notes on some of these ways to get leads for your business solutions business. So I'm going to start off with cold calling. And the reason for that is because I can get through that one really quick. The warm side of things, there's a lot to do and lots of opportunities there. But with cold calling, you may be someone who loves to pick up that phone and dial complete strangers and ask for appointments. And if you are, that's awesome. I'm really happy for you. You go. I'm not one of those people. But do I still have to do it? Yes, I still have to do it. I don't care how much you don't like to do it. It still needs to be done. The reason for that is because the vast majority of businesses are in your cold market. So you've got to be able to pick up that phone and make that call. Now, if you love making those calls, great. Go for it. Be diligent and committed. And I'm going to also encourage you to even reach out to other associates that are in the Business Solutions Division, because they may like to pay you to make appointments for them. So if you're good at that and you like doing that, don't, you know, leave money on the table. You can help others and partner with other people and let them do the other stuff. You make those appointments, partner, split those memberships. Great way to make some extra income for yourself. If you are not one of those people that really likes to do the cold call thing, then try to make it as fun as possible. Set up and schedule some smile and dials with other associates in your market. Have some contests, set goals, and try to make it at least a little more fun. We do that here in Utah, the state where I live. And every once in a while, we'll pull together a smile and dial, and we'll have 10, 15, 20 associates that show up just to set appointments and go into various parts of our homes, and we have contests, and we try to make it fun and leave there with a lot of appointments set up. So there's ways for you to do it, make it so it's not so such drudgery. For most people, it's drudgery. So, but you got to do it, because that's where it all starts. You have to go do it. So cold calling is just one of those things that are part of that digging for gold. Now, let me shift gears now. So my whole goal in my business is to turn as many cold businesses into warm, cold leads into warm. So there are a lot of different ways to do that. But first, why not exhaust your already warm market? So I cannot tell you how many people I have field trained, and they do not want to go after their warm market because they want to get good first. They don't want to embarrass themselves with their warm market. And before they've ever gotten good enough to feel confident to talk to their warm market, they're gone from the business, because cold calling can be a rather brutal and takes a little bit longer. Well, I'm telling you right now, your warm market is way easier to close. So whatever you need to do to get those memory joggers going, who do I know that owns a company, that works for a company, that's an executive, an owner, an HR professional, who do I know? Like, you've got to go through that list. And the interesting thing is, you may not know that there is someone you know. In other words, you may have some neighbors, family, extended family, people you go to church with, that they own businesses or their parents own businesses, but you don't know that yet. So what I like to do is I start first with my family, friends, neighbors, people I go to church with, who do I associate with, and I call them and I simply say, hey, I was wondering if you'd be so kind as to let me sit down with you in your living room with your husband or your wife and just show you what I do. I don't know if you know what I do. Do you know what I do? Usually they say, no, I guess I don't really know what you do. And I say, well, I help people guard against identity theft. And because of the nature of the crime right now, I would love for you to hear what it is. I would love to have you for a customer. You may or may not be interested, but no obligation whatsoever. Would love for you to at least take a look. And I'm telling you, in all the years, I've only had one person say, well, I'll talk to my spouse and get back to you. And I've never gone back to that person because I respected her enough as a friend to say, you know, she would let me know. So I'm still waiting for her to let me know. I'm going to be a little bit more chill about it when it comes to people that I know and that I associate with a lot, because I don't want it to be weird. But everybody else, I've sat down and I've sold them something. I always make sure that they know that there's no obligation. When I sit down with them in their living room and I go through the membership with them, but first thing I say is, if you need to be able to tell me no. If you can't tell me no, then I'm out the door. So they've all usually will chuckle and laugh and say, yeah, I can tell you no. But what I do, what that does is it lowers those walls of defense. And I can jump in and then start talking to them about the membership, or you can show them a video or whatever. But I tell them while I'm there, there are three ways you can help me. The first way is you're already doing. So thank you so much for giving me a chance to at least share with you what I do. And the second way is we are expanding our organization nationwide. Is that just me? I'm hearing a very loud wind noise, I guess. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, good. So I like to ask, just let them know that we're expanding our organization nationwide. So if they hear what I'm talking, you know, telling them about and explaining what we do, if they know of anybody that might like to come and join and work with us, either on a part-time or spare time or full-time basis, to let me know. I'm hoping it's going to be them. But I've let them know that we're looking for people. The third way that you can help me is that I also take these services into companies as employee benefits. So if you know anybody that owns a business or, works, where maybe it's where you work, or, any executives or owners, what have you, I would really appreciate a referral. So I'm setting that up, and now I can collect some referrals, and that's what I'm talking about when I said you may know people that you don't know that they have some, they may know a lot of people that have businesses that they could refer you to. And because you haven't talked to them yet and asked them, and when that happens, when you have someone that gives you a referral, you've just warmed up that contact. Now instead of me going out and giving this cold call and calling them right, off the street, they don't know me from Adam, now I'm saying, hey, John's a good friend of mine, and he said I should give you a call, that you're the person I should talk to about what we're doing here to help employers. So that is a great way to start building that list of warm leads. Another way is through networking groups. So, and I'm sure we all know about that. Networking groups can be BNI. I mean, there's lots of women's networking groups, and I mean, there's all kinds. You can just go do a Google search and find some to join. Some of them cost, and some of them cost a lot. So you can't be taking them. You have to be really serious about that, and you have to be participating and being really engaged in those groups, looking and helping others to get leads. They're helping you to get leads. So that's one way to do it. The biggest mistake that I see associates make, and believe me, I've made the same mistake, and that is not actually following up on those leads and giving them the call. So make sure that you, if you're going to put that time and effort and expense investment into a networking group, be sure that you do the follow-up on the leads and make good use and wise use of those resources that you're putting in. Another way to do it is to actually recruit a lead manager. So recruit somebody that, of course, is going to work the business with you as part of your organization, but recruit them specifically, not specifically, but let them know that you're looking for someone to be a lead manager, to make phone calls and set up appointments. I call it a lead manager. Some people call it appointment center. But I want to be able to turn some of these leads I get in from networking groups over to these lead managers that can go then set up the appointment for me, because I'd rather be out doing the appointments. So that's another way to do it when you're recruiting. Be looking for people that maybe are also happy to make some phone calls for you. Stay-at-home moms are great for that, to call and set those appointments and get those leads followed up on. So you want to work with your team. Make sure you're sitting down. When you're sitting down with your team and you've recruited a new person and you're asking them everybody they know because you're trying to help them to start recruiting and building a team, you should also be asking them, who do they know that owns a business, where do they work, Do they know anyone that is an executive, or, you know, what who are their warm contact leads? Because you can then go in and help them. You can go up in that group and split those memberships and helping, you know, they're now getting that production too from these warm leads. So I think a lot of times when we're recruiting to our organizations, we're forgetting to ask those kinds of questions. And, you know, they may not want to work in business solutions, and maybe you don't want to even introduce them to that just yet. Whatever your plan is for your team and your organization, but for sure don't leave that money on the table. So you always want to be collecting that from your team as well. Another way to do it is through charity. Find charitable organizations that you may want to donate to, you know, causes that you appreciate and be a part of that. There are a lot of businesses and business owners are doing that. They are donating, they're participating and helping charities, nonprofits. And so if you are participating in that, a lot of times they'll have galas, that fundraisers, and you can go buy a table. Now, that's going to be expensive. So if you're new to business solutions, depending on where you are in your business, but you could also partner with other associates to go buy a table or to go invite another business owner to be your guest at that gala. And, you know, just buy one or two tickets. And then that can be a way for you to have them at the dinner table and doing some good in the community, but also getting to know some business owners and talking to them about what we do. Political, whatever party, and I'm not going to get political here, so don't worry, but if you affiliate with a specific political party, you can get involved in those political events. And, you know, one time I actually reached out to a state senator that I admired here in my neck of the woods, and I asked her if I could take her to lunch to pick her brain because I just admired her success in life. And I'm telling you, the entire time that I couldn't even talk to her because we were sitting there at lunch and every few minutes, here came another business owner to shake her hand and how are you doing and it's good to see you. And she was an incredible center of influence. So she knew a lot of people. So that's another great way, if you're developing relationships with some of your local political leaders, you're a constituent of theirs, you know, you don't be weird about it, but if you're calling them and just wanting to get to know them and talk to them about some of the things, you know, issues that are concerning to you, and then as you start to participate more in some of the political events, you're going to start, again, a lot of business owners are going to those types of events, so you'll get to know people. So this is another way to network. Again, make sure that you understand the concept of networking. It's not just going and collecting business cards and start calling them. It's a mutually beneficial process where you're giving and they're giving, and so it's a back and forth thing that is, so it's beneficial to everybody, not just you going in and taking. So be careful about that. Again, of course, chambers, we should all know and understand about your local business chamber. That can be another way, again, participate, engage, and that's, if you'll do that, people will listen more. And if you're working and helping other business owners that are part of the chamber to help grow their businesses by providing them with leads, again, it's all about some give and take. Trade shows is another way to turn a cold lead into a warm lead, because you'll have a chance to talk to people as they come to your table. So you can research what are the trade shows in your area that especially are going to be catering to HR or to business owners, like not to salespeople. I mean, that's great to get a referral from a salesperson, but I don't want to put my time in unless I can talk to the right person and make that connection with the right people. So be careful on that, which types of trade shows. Early on, I got sucked into doing a trade show that was for, it was actually an event that was supposed to help children to be safe. And so who are the people that came to that event? It was just individual, you know, parents. It was just parents that came. And they don't specifically necessarily want total strangers coming into their home to talk to them. So that was a little challenging. So again, make sure that if you're doing trade shows that you're connecting and talking to the right people for your business solutions. If you know any you know really wealthy people or business owners yourself, interview them. Ask for an interview with them. I have a good friend who built businesses from scratch and built himself, self-made millionaire. And I just called and asked him if I could come and interview him. I wanted to learn about his journey to his success. And so I went prepared with a bunch of questions. I did not even bring up Legal Shield to him. I went to really and sincerely find out and interview him and learn about what some of the, things he had faced and challenges and how we overcame them. Had an awesome conversation with him. And then he said, well, so what do you do? And that opened the door for me to talk to him, and we opened his company as a group. So, but I specifically went to learn. If you'll do that, you'll learn so much from these people who are so successful, and they're so willing to talk and share with you. So, but they can also get you connected with some great people and some great businesses and other companies that can be great leads for you to turn into groups. So associations, there are lots of associations out there. So, the Real Estate Agents Association of Miami, I don't know, find there's all kinds of associations for different types of industries. So go look those up, go join them. I've joined associations that I have absolutely no expertise in at all, but I know that the members of that association are business owners and companies. So I'm going to join that. I've even collaborated with a couple of other associates here on the Moore team in Utah. And, they have a golf tournament every year, and we have a table at one of the holes. And so we get to meet a lot of people face-to-face and make it really fun, and it's helped us get some great appointments, open some groups. So associations can be another great way to turn cold into warm. Existing groups. If you've got some existing groups already that you've opened, don't forget to ask them for referrals. They can also be a great source for leads. And also LinkedIn. If you are not super familiar with how LinkedIn works, make sure that you take some time to learn about that, because that can be a really great way to connect with other business owners and executives. So get the help you need on that, and don't forget that aspect. Now you're collecting all these leads, and again, you can turn them over to a lead manager, someone who will help you to get those appointments, or be sure that you do that. Be sure if you do it yourself, but follow up. You get these leads, you get all these business cards, you've connected with people, and then you don't follow up. And all of that time and investment of resources is wasted. So make sure that you are getting with them, setting those appointments, and following up. That's going to be so key to you. And then suddenly you'll start realizing that you're in momentum and you are getting groups, you're getting referrals, you're meeting with decision makers, and some are saying no, some are saying yes, and you're opening groups, and the next thing you know, you are making an awesome, incredible income with your Legal Shield business, which is what we joined Legal Shield to do. Nobody joins Legal Shield to lose money. We should be making a profit every month. We should be focusing and working hard to grow those profits. And as we do these types of things and these types of activities and build those get those leads into our pipeline, following up, getting appointments, we're going to build an incredible business solutions business for ourselves. So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Stephanie, or Randy, whichever.
All right. Thank you, Dan. You did a fantastic job as usual. I didn't doubt it. But we appreciate you and your leadership and everything that you do for the More Success team. So again, thank you for being our speaker on the call today, and look forward to hearing you train in Salt Lake City.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
All right. Well, I am going to remind you that we do have our networking call immediately following, or not immediately following. Actually, it's at the end. about 30 minutes. Dial back in so you can hear our networking call. We're going to have the top recruiter in Legal Shield on, and so it's going to be an exciting call that you do not want to miss. And so, again, tune in 30 minutes to our networking call, and so we will hear all of you guys then. Have a blessed night.